Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of Ice Trended Mocha. I'm Miles, and I'm here with Becca, super producer Becca. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good.
Wait, what did you say when I said Ice Trended Mocha? You said you want one?
I said yummy. I want you know what's funny? Mocha.
I started drinking mochas recently because they're childish coffee. It's hot
they
chocolate
are
and coffee.
Coffee. My roommate,
and I love it.
Can't drink coffee. She has like, I think she's an anxious person, and that much caffeine so will set
up.
Her off.
Yeah.
She like has a chai latte, and that's like too much for her. So she likes the mochas when she's like feeling a little crazy. She's gonna have a little
when she
mocha.
Had a good day at therapy. She's like, you know what? I can handle a mocha today.
Absolutely.
No, don't. You know, if you ever want to play a prank, you know, give her some Vietnamese coffee.
And then she'll have a heart attack.
She will time travel. That's what will happen. Yes. Let us know, what's your favorite childish thing to order? I started ordering at my local coffee shop. They're like, bro, you usually get like green tea or something. Now you're drinking this. I'm like, hey, baby, this is delicious.
You gotta treat yourself every once in a while.
You know, my wife, she's like, she's like, you drinking that childish shit every morning? She's like, this, why are you even drinking that shit? I'm like, because I'm a baby, okay? And me like chocolate. All right, let's talk about what's trending. Up top, Donda 2 is trending. The album Nobody Asked For from Kanye West is out. The only reason I'm talking about it is because it's only available on something called the Stem Player, which is a piece of physical hardware that costs $200.
So the hardware costs $200, not the album.
But that's what the album is.
Yeah.
Like, to get it, you got to buy a Stem Player.
Yeah.
It's like what U2 was trying to do with iPhones, except we got it. We're like, oh shit, it comes with a U2 album? Fine. Well, I'm sure they would have been like, you got to buy the thing for our new album. But yeah, it's an interesting player because for people who are my music fans out there, it's called a stem player because you can actually break the songs up into stems, like the individual tracks. And they say you can customize the way you listen back. So if you want to just all a cappella, you could just hit the vocal button and just play the vocals. Or you just wanted to hear the kick drum the whole time with the vocal, whatever. Fine. All that to say is, I think there's about 6,000 people have already wasted their money on this thing. It only takes one of y'all to put that shit on BitTorrent. Come on, folks, come with it, because we're not giving this man any more money.
That is bananas. Could never be me. You know,
no.
I am not a music genius. I don't know if I'd know how to use it. It looks like a birth control machine
from the future,
and
for sure.
Or gives me old, what were they called? Shuffles, iPod shuffle vibes.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
You can't see anything. You just click through the buttons.
No, they're just like lights. Yeah,
just
I'm good.
And vibes. No,
also,
thanks.
The other albums have been trash.
Yeah, they've
okay,
been bad
so
for
I don't know
minute.
What anyone is talking about. The last Kanye West album I bought, The College Dropout on vinyl. Okay,
and that's the last one worth it. You know,
I mean, look, there's other ones. You know, and like, this isn't a whole Kanye West debate. But I'm sure I'll end up watching the Netflix documentary because a few people are like, "Wow, it's really interesting to see like how far he fell off," because it's like starting very early with him. But who knows? I mean, I think half the tracks are going to be like attack tracks against Pete Davidson. Probably,
I know,
so.
And I don't really want to hear that. No.
That's a no for me, dog. Oh, Brian, say Kids See Ghosts. Yeah, Kids See Ghosts was dope.
Yeah, Kids See Ghosts.
I like that track, especially the title track. I think that Mos Def is doing. I don't know if he's credited or I'm sorry, Yasin Bey is doing the Kids See Ghosts sometimes. Kids See Ghosts spirit. That's I know MOSDEF when I hear him. But let's move on to more pressing matters. Love is Blind. If you like the first chunk, you better be ready for the second chunk. I'm fucking ready. Okay.
I already started. I won't give any spoilers, Miles, because I know you haven't started part two. But
yes.
I'm going to just say this is definitely not the same season as season one. I loved season one so much because it was so chaotic, so crazy.
But then like Lauren and Cameron were like people. You're like, oh my God,
you're
this
like,
couple
wow,
works. The
they
fuck?
Found love.
Yeah.
And you just don't get that, I think, in this season. That's like something that I think notoriously on the internet, people feel bummed is that like you're not getting the same like connections. Like there's definitely some similar like Mark, Lauren, you know, like love triangle, like that was season one's love triangle. There's definitely a similar love triangle here in season
two.
Oh,
yeah, with Mallory?
No, not that one. With Shane, and Natalie.
Oh, Shayna and Natalie.
Shayna and Natalie.
Oh, yeah. That one's wild. I'm like, what? And he's like, can you not be so, he's like, I don't know.
His voice literally makes my skin crawl. Like, my man and I were listening to it. We're like, I can't believe anyone could date someone who sounds like that. Like, I would immediately veto without looking at his face. I'd be like, I cannot listen to
you. But what about Mallory, though, and what, Jarrett? Isn't that her deal?
Mallory, Jarrett, and Sal.
And then who's a homegirl that Jarrett is clearly fucking lying to?
Ayana.
See, I'm like, why did you bring her in this mess now? Because you knew you should have done Ben with Mallory.
Yes.
And she knew that's what. When they met up, when they finally got to meet up after, I was like,
he was on some fuckboy shit. He was on some, like, I knew you wanted a gold ring, though.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, then what were you doing? He's like,
and if that's the case, you need to go straight
to
Ayana and be like, hey, I fucked up. And
yeah.
I should not have gone this far because I really should have been with Mallory. And hopefully she'll tell old boy that his ukulele playing ass isn't really her vibe.
Every time he sings or plays his little instruments, I feel cringed. I'm like, oh. Although he is one of the men that I'm like, Sal is a real one out here. I think he's trying really hard. I think he deserves better. I think he deserves more.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of the characters this season were just kind of like not super redeemable, not super, like, you weren't rooting for anybody, I feel like, this season.
Oh, yeah. Like Shake.
Yeah,
and
oh my God, what a fucking nightmare. Like episode one, I was, not for him, but like when the brown love was found, I was like, of course the brown people found each other. Love that. But then his character just keeps getting worse and worse. And the fact that he's like, yeah, I just view her as like my aunt. I'm like, you're sick.
You're
and I think
up.
You're
Don't
being internally, like, internalized racism. Like, you're just like, oh, this is my first time dating a brown girl and she reminds me of my family. And it's like,
Don't do that.
I think you're just you have internalized racism. Like, I think that's what it is. Like,
oh,
she's beautiful. Like,
she's beautiful.
And she's like, and he's like, she's my soulmate. And it's like, well, if she's your soulmate, then why do you keep saying she's like your aunt?
Because you know why? He did that thing where I was like, you know, he started off being like really asking those probing questions. Like, hey, can I lift you up at a fucking music show? Like, can I get you on my show? Like,
yeah,
look, like you're vague. you're superficial as fuck and you don't know anything beyond just looking at someone for their physical looks. And you've never actually, that's why it was interesting, because he came around to Deep D when he was like, yo, like, she fucking gets me. This is wild. This is called fucking dating somebody who gets it for the first time.
Exactly.
Too. That's what happens sometimes. And he couldn't, and he even was like, yo, I was so stupid for like bringing up this other shit. And I was like, oh, okay, Shay.
Exactly. But
he's falling right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, he's got too much, I don't know. It's, so I'm gonna look real closely these next couple episodes.
Yeah.
And also when he said he was like, and I'm a DJ, I was like, fucking slam like, the brakes and get off. Get the fuck off. Don't. Yeah, I'm a veterinarian, but oh, that's cool. But no, don't even define me by that shit. I'm also like an EDM DJ. No, you're not. Okay.
Yeah. No.
My God. Deeps, you know, I hope it all works out for you, but I will be watching. Rest assured. And next up, National Drink Wine Day. Hashtag National Drink Wine Day is trending. Wow. Ooh. If you love the vino, then today's your day. I guess is 218 the 420 of wine or some shit?
I guess so. I mean, it's I have nothing to say besides I like wine, and I didn't know it was National Wine Day.
You like
so
wine?
I guess I'm going to go pick up a bottle.
You like wine?
I do.
Then name every kind of wine right now.
Every kind of wine. No, I do have a friend who's like an aspiring sommelier, and I feel like he always brings the good wine to the party because he's like, I'm testing out these wines. I go to all these like different vineyards and like independent wine shops, and I like test it out.
You got some classy friends.
Yeah,
aspiring sommelier.
They just like, I guess they are kind of classy, some of them.
That's, I mean, whatever, you know, I know people that are trashy as fuck that love wine, but
no, he
I like
bougie.
I don't have anybody coming through that's like, yo, I got the
no, he's a bougie guy. He's like the housewarming party he brought ASAP, you know, like he's like that kind of guy, like he's just like, yeah.
He brought the spades down?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But I like a red.
You like a red? Yeah, you ever drink a Lambrusco? Like a bubbly red?
I've never had a super bubbly red. I do like to dabble in the summer in like an orange wine or like
a really dry
rosé.
We love natural wines here.
Love a natural wine. But I don't like whites. That's kind of where I draw the line. I'm like,
okay.
Because a lot of whites go like sweet, and I don't like a sweet drink.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're talking about wine, right?
It's fine.
Okay.
Well, generally, I just don't really like to drink that much. Like, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink wine, basically. And then if I'm, like, trying to get drunk, then we take shots. And, like, that's
there
it.
There you go. You know? What do you take shots of?
Tequila, of course.
Mm. Yeah. That gets the job done.
Yeah, it gets the job done. Like, you know there's a goal. But if I'm just trying to have, like, an enjoyable night, I'm just take it slow, drink a couple glasses of wine.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. I also like, you know, Gruner, Veltliner. I know you say you don't fuck with the whites, with the wines, but it's an Austrian, great chilled summer sipper. I will say
Is it
that.
On the drier side?
Yeah, you can get it pretty dry. Yeah.
Then I'll try it. I'd be willing to try it.
I don't know. Ask your sommelier friend. I'm just saying shit I learned from white women. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Viola Davis, Michelle Obama, First Lady, trending. Okay, so what is it, a Netflix show or Showtime show?
It is a Showtime show. It is, I originally thought, based on the way they're promoting it, it was just about Michelle Obama, like Viola Davis playing Michelle Obama. But it seems to be a show about like three iconic First Ladies, about Eleanor Roosevelt, about Betty Ford, and Michelle Obama, obviously.
Yeah.
I think it looks really good. I am not super into like historical fiction pieces, mm-hmm. but I definitely will be tuning in because Viola Davis, based
Wait,
on
it's
the
fiction?
Trailer. I mean, I'm assuming
or
it's not
slightly
like,
dramatized.
Yeah.
It's not like, being like, and Michelle Obama's fiction. Husband was E-40.
Well, I say, I guess, dramatized history.
Yes.
Because
right,
to
right,
me,
right.
I'm
yeah.
like historical fiction in the sense that like it's based on true events, but
yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, but they got to tweak it a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, she looks, she's killing the part. I mean, Viola Davis is such a great performer, and she's, you can just like the voice, her like vocal intonation.
Yeah,
I'm
she
like,
killed
you're,
that.
You're in the lab fucking cooking this one up. And even, yo, Gillian Anderson to me is slowly becoming one of the more like underrated character actors I've seen. Mm-hmm. Between The Crown, when I didn't even realize she was Margaret Thatcher, I didn't realize till I stopped watching it. I was like, who is that Margaret Thatcher person? I'm like, that's Gillian Anderson? She's finding a bit of a lane.
Yeah.
Or not
Michelle
to say
Pfeiffer,
that she
I'm
ever
excited.
Fell off.
She's going to meet Betty Ford.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good. So good. It'll be interesting to see how that all, like, they weave the stories. It seems, it doesn't look like they're just doing one after the other. Or is it chunked out where it's like, here's the Michelle Obama block, here's the Betty Ford
I'm
block.
I'm not sure. I don't know if it's going to be like, because it looks like a series. It's probably going to be a limited series. I don't know if it's going to be like episodic where it's like, this is a Michelle episode. This is, you know, or if it's going to be like based on their experiences.
Right.
Like an episode around this type of topic featuring all three of them.
Yeah. Because there's a moment I know in the trailer where you see Michelle Obama look at a portrait of Betty Ford and then they cut to Betty Ford. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting because the one ever present is the White House.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can talk about all kinds of untold war crimes from that place. Now, the next thing that's trending, which was news to me, shout out our other super producer, Trisha, who came through, started typing something. I said, what's going on? What influencers, what? She said, they're partying at the American Girl doll store. I said, what the fuck does that mean? I would look at this TikTok. This like sort of funny TikToker was like, come with me to get absolutely obliterated at the American Girl Doll Cafe. And they weren't lying. They were drinking a bunch of mimosas and taking shots in the American Girl Doll Cafe. I didn't know that was a place you could go to eat even or turn up.
Yeah, pre-COVID, this was a place that I think a lot of young girls dreamed about going. The American Doll store is like very iconic. They have a little restaurant, and girls would go and do their like breakfast, or not breakfast, their birthday brunches there, like
little girls.
Like they would be like a limited two kind of experience, or there was like another one when I was growing up. I can't remember it to save my life right now, but basically it would be like this experience where you go with like a party of girls and you all get dolls and like you dress them up and then you have like a breakfast, lunch, whatever experience, and you pay for it as like a party. But now I guess it's going viral on TikTok. All the, like, I would say primarily white New York influencer girlies are going there because it's actually very cheap. I think that is what has become very viral about it, is that it's a cheap brunch experience where you can get obliterated. Whereas like in New York, if you go to brunch, it's usually not cheap. It's very expensive. No. So,
and like, I mean, look, if you don't like trap brunch, then, and American Girl Doll brunch is more your thing, then go ahead. There's one in LA where I used to go.
A trap brunch?
It would get fucking dire in there.
It's so scary.
When you drink your ninth bottle of Wycliffe sparkling wine with like shitty orange juice, I'd be melted. They did have a Loco Moco like breakfast thing that they did in there. Fucking delicious. Oh.
Yeah, there's a popular one, I feel like, in Harlem. And then I have friends in Flatbush that go to one too. And every time I see their stories, it's so crazy. I'm not that kind of girl. I don't like a day drink because I am anxious and I like to make sure I can do things during my day.
Oh, wow.
If I do brunch, I will just be gone.
Fucked. Yeah, or you're fine with having a piercing headache at 3:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And you're like, but
here in New York, brunch is till 5. You start at 11 and then you're gone. It's the whole day, baby.
Yeah.
Whole day.
Well, let us know. Have you been absolutely obliterated at the American Girl Doll store? Please let us know. Shout out to everybody who, from Tampa Bay Zeitgang, who regaled us with their tales of 2001 Nude Odyssey strip club information and photos. We're a nationwide operation, so I really appreciate that when we can throw out the sail or the net and trawl the internet for all the good shit. They said, I like how the representative from the company, sorry, back to the American Girl Doll thing. They said a representative for the company said that it doesn't condone its dolls engaging in age inappropriate behavior, such as drinking alcohol. But the company welcomes American Girl fans of all ages to turn the fuck up and turn their wallets inside out.
They're like, no underage drinking for us.
No, not for these dolls. But again, if this doll is from the revolution, this doll is at least 200 years old.
Yeah,
so
her spirit is legal drinking age.
Please don't infantilize these grown women and reduce them to dolls, okay? If I want to turn up with my little whatever revolutionary doll, then that's what we're going to do. And yeah, she has a cocaine problem. I'm sorry, but like...
It was the era.
I'm not her parent. So yeah, that was like what was in the medicine back then. Next trending story, Paul McCartney, just mentioning this, he's 79 years old and he's about to go back on tour.
I'm so confused.
He has so much energy. Is he like, whatever, long may it last. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. I can't imagine his vocal cords are in full support. I feel like they got to dub those tracks on the road because he's so old. But
is he really hitting Baby I'm Amazed? Like, you know, like with that same energy? I don't know.
I mean, if it gives him life to be on the road, good for him. I am weary.
He looks great.
But
I'm like, 79? Damn. And you're fucking still stacking? Good for you, sir. But I think the tour is called Got Back, the Got Back Tour.
It'll be his last, bro.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. Don't play the Barclays Center when Becca's in town because she might have something to say. If you hear that bang, bang, drop. And lastly, Pisces season. It's season. Becca, you put this. Are you Pisces?
No, I'm not a Pisces. I just love astrology.
I was like, oh shit, Becca Pice, okay, represent for your
I'm
sign.
I'm actually an Aries, but I am one of those astrology hoes with a crypto obsessed boyfriend. And
wow, there you go.
I made for TikTok. A stereotype meme. I don't like to be like, oh yeah, astrology's real, you know, I'm not like crazy, but I do think it's fun. I think it's playful. I think it's a great talking point. So I just want to put, you know, Pisces season starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I saw something that says the next 30 days might help you to do subconscious and spiritual healing. During this time, you might experience more deja vu and other types of spiritual occurrences. You might also feel imaginative and compassionate. So happy Pisces season.
Are you auditioning for like Susan Miller or something? No. What's going on here? You're astrology zoning at the moment.
You know, every time a retrograde happens, I'm like, they were right. So, you know, it's a give and take on my...
Was it retrograde when I was gone?
I think so. Yeah, it was Libra retrograde, which it was like, if your relationship stands this retrograde, then your relationship stands the test of time.
Oh, shit.
And a lot of breakups happened. I saw a lot of breakups.
And so, I got married. So,
and you got married. So your relationship is going to stand the test of time.
And I'll say that at my divorce hearing years from now. I said, my honor... I got married during Libro Getro raid, okay? Please, this is not the outcome I wanted. Okay, well, shout out to all the Pisces. I got a few Pisces homies.
I got a lot of Pisces in my life.
When is it? So it starts tomorrow. Oh, it ends around like the 20th of March, probably the 18th of March.
Yes. I think like the 22nd of March.
Something and
like
then that. It's Aries, right?
And then it's Aries season.
Hey, shout out my girl Allie. In Brooklyn, also Aries season, but that's March 25th. Okay, that's going to do it for us this week. We will be back on Tuesday because it's whatever those people's names are, holiday. but if the banks are closed, then so are we. And we'll be back Tuesday. Great episode. We will be touching on the Dante Wright, Kim Potter verdict on that episode because that news did come out as we were recording. Obviously, if you're listening now, she got a real light slap on the wrist of 2 years. And his mother rightly said, it feels like the legal system murdered my son all over again. Yeah. But with that said, please have a good weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Help some people out. You know what I mean? If you can help somebody, help somebody. It will make you feel good and you'll put good out into the world by doing that. Get the fucking vaccine. Wear a mask. Stay safe out there, y'all. And don't do nothing about no kinds of oppression if you see it. All right. Until then, be well. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.